إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت بالله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing with the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the glorious names, the noble names of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. As we met last time, we talked about Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, compassionate, the one that he believes in him and the one that doesn't believe in him. Today we're going to talk about At-Tawwab, the one that accepts the tawbah, the one that grants you an opportunity to be able to come back to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. And it's ongoing. He didn't say once, tawwab, ongoing, meaning till the sun rises from the west or the last breath you take. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula khalaqa thalath min al-uqala, ja'ala al-uqala thalatha, meaning the one that had mind, the intellect, the think, ponder, reflect, have a mind. They are the angels, the human beings, and the jinn. Among the three, two of them, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula gave them a shahwa, whims and desires. So we are among those who struggle day in and day out. From the time you open your eyes, wake up in the morning, go to work, till the time you go back to bed, close your eyes and go to sleep. You're struggling between evil and good, right and wrong, and so on and so forth. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula gave us that beautiful gift, which is tawbah. And the scholars say, at-tawbah, it is a gift from Allah. And that's why he combines at-tawwab al-rahim most of the time in the Quran. When you hear or you read the word tawwab, you will find al-rahim with it in abundance. Why? Because it's from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula that he grants you the tawbah. And it also, it's from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula that he yaqbal at-tawbah, accepts it. What does that mean? First of all, you see, if you make a linguistic definition, you'll understand. What does the word tab mean? Raja. The one that is ta'ib is coming back. At-ta'ib. But who is he tawbah for? And who to whom he's making a tawbah? It can only be one, to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula. So if you make a tawbah to somebody, or even make a mistake against someone, and you want to ask for forgiveness, sometimes you're afraid. You want to know why? Because maybe this brother is very tough to deal with. He has a harsh heart. He's not soft. He has no mercy. He may not accept your excuse, nor accept your apologies. You'll be embarrassed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, no, don't have to worry about that with me. He's the one who yaqbalu at-tawbata an ibadihi. Amazing, wallahi. Listen to this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula is giving you another gift. He doesn't just give you the tawbah to be able to come back. He accepts it from you and he guarantees it. I'll give you the conditions in the end, inshallah. But there's more than that. There's linguistic gem in this ayah. First of all, it says, have you not heard, told them Muhammad, أَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا Have you not heard? Don't you know? أنه الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن كثير. Tell them Muhammad. Don't you know that I am the one who accepts the tawbah? But the word here is an, not min. If you think about the ayah, look at the linguistics of it. It is under normal circumstances that you say, يقبل التوبة من عباده. يقبل التوبة من عباده. He's the one that accepts it from you. But he didn't say from you. He says an. He didn't say min. And wonder why? You see, an meaning from far. Min, you're here. But when you commit a sin, you go away from Allah. When you disobey Allah, you're further away from Allah. So he's telling you, not min, min from here. I accept it from you. You give me something, I accept it from you. But on your behalf, you're not here. But I accept it on your behalf. Amazing, wallahi, ya Shaykh. Now, it is more gifts. First of all, the scholars say if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us this tawwab, at-tawwab, the tawbah to come back, we have just exceeded the act of disobedience. Why? Because there's no way to come back. You make a mistake, you're doomed. That's it. So what happens after this? The whole community is gone. That means you gotta excel in doing act of disobedience. Why? Because there's no tawbah, there's no repentance. There's no way for you to come back. And then what? You know what? Kharbana kharbana as of the day. You know what? I'm doomed anyway. I might as well just enjoy myself. I'm going to hellfire anyway. And there's no way for me to come back. I might as well just enjoy the sins, man. Kill more. Steal more. Fornicate more. Lie more. Get my way out. Nope. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula gave you that as a gift. And who he gave it to? He gave it to your fathers first. Our father, Adam alayhi salam. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَةً فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Isn't that amazing? Our father Adam عليه السلام وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ عَزْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala says he did not intend to do it. It was not his intention to disobey Allah. حَشَى. It's not. There's a hikmah, there's a wisdom in it. But when he did, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala gave him the ability to be able to come back. Let's give us an example. ربما يفتح الله لك باب العمل ويغلق عليك باب القبول ويبتليك بالذنب لتتوب فيكون سببا للوصول. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala will open the gates of actions and deeds for you. But will not accept your deeds because there's no sincerity in it. There's riya showing off. You're not doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah, for something else. But يبتليك بالذنب. But he will give you a kind of a sin so you can come back to Allah. Let me give you another example so you can relate to this. This tawbah here is the mutlaq al-muqayyad. There is restricted and not restricted. For example, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula give that for specifics and not general. It would have been not befitting for Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. Everyone. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. He doesn't pick and choose. No. Everyone. Come back to Allah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Says, you know what? And he's talking to believers. If you're a believer, you still need to come back. Who is the best of creation? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyid al-Bashar, Sayyid al-Khalq. He's the best of creation. And he himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is I repent to Allah. And I ask for forgiveness. One narration says 70 times. One narration says 100 times or more. And you know in Arabic, 70 means in abundance. Not necessarily in the number, but in abundance. Ongoing. You see, this is also a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala. For example, when you go to a doctor and he uses a knife to cut you open to alleviate the pain from you, and he may even remove some of the organs in order for you to sustain your life. It's an act, if you think, is bad, but it's actually good. But if one that uses the same knife just to kill you, that's evil. الله سبحانه وجل في الله does the same for you so you can come back. ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. I will give you a taste of punishment in this dunya, minor, before the major, because you will never be able to withstand it. Why? What's the illa? The reason? He wants you to come back. So that's why يحب التوابين. Allah loves those who come back. الله أفرح الله سبحانه وجل يفرح بتوبة عبده. Can you imagine? Allah is happy when you come back to Him. He's happy. He doesn't need you. But He's happy for you. Now, something you can relate to. The scholars say, إِذَا أَمْهَلَ الْعَبْدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He gives you a chance, He gives you back. إِذَا أَهْمَلَ But if He lets you go, you're toast. Because you will not even know that you're on the wrong path, you will not even come back. If you think that you're on the right path, how could you come back? So if you think that you're doing so, فَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ What happened? If they think that that's it, they don't want any more, they're happy the way they are. They're enjoying their whims and desires. All they want is the dunya. More money, more fame, more fortune, more power, more disposition. Whatever people fight over in this life, okay, that's what you want. You got it. Go ahead. Allah says, we open all the gates of provisions and sustenance for whatever that they want. But that's it. وَمَا لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ In the hereafter, they have no nasib. No fortune. Only what they will get in this life. So if you're here today, you should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were tested in your health, in your wealth, in your spouse, in your children, in your job, in anything that you were plagued with, you should be thankful to Allah. Because He brings you back. For example, most of us come back to this masjid to ask what? Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, give me money. Ya Allah, give me a wife. Ya Allah, give me a husband. Ya Allah, give me children. Ya Allah, give me success. Ya Allah, give me anything, right? And He keeps wants to hear you back, coming back all the time. Because if you get everything you want, we won't see you here anymore. That's it. I'm cruising now. I got the money. I got everything. I got the help. I don't need anything. I don't need to be here. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you in check. He comes back. Yes? إِذَا ابْتَلَاهُ اِجْتَبَاهُ He says, He tested you, He raised your rank. اِجْتَبَاهُ And اِصْطَفَاهُ He's choosing you to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After just the istiraha, we'll talk about the game plan and what are the conditions and what do you have to do in order for you to stay on the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawbah before we die. Accept it from us. Ameen. قُولُوا مَا تَسْمَعُونَ واستغفر الله فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, who amongst us killed 99 people? Don't raise your hand. It's a rhetorical question. I'm just trying to give you a measuring stick. Who amongst us had lied all the time, killed all the time, and the list is long. But what I'm trying to tell you, and even if you did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, He says He will accept it from you. Come back to Allah. Doesn't give you a chance or a green light to be able to do whatever you want. No, la wallah. However, if you ever been so far away, this arja ayah fil Quran. The gentlest, kindest, most compassionate ayah in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا He's trying to tell you, قُلْ تَلْقِنِيَّ Tell them, Ya Muhammad, عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ya عِبَادِي And he's talking to عِبَادِي He's not talking to Muslims or believers. As a matter of fact, he's telling you that the whole Nas, that was talking about it, the other halaqa, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fiula, in the beginning of the Quran, in the end of the Quran, is trying to tell you He's Rabb bin Nas. Not just Muslims or believers, no. Alhamdulillahi Rabb al-alamin. Glory and praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fiula, the Lord of all of the creations. He didn't say Rabb al-Muslimin. No, He's Rabb al-alamin. Go to the last ayah The last surah of the Quran, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He didn't say رَبِّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. No. He says رَبِّ النَّاسِ. So he says, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So come back to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So now, he's talking to all. The Lord of our creation, the Lord of human beings, is telling you to come back. But what's holding you back? The scholar says, التسويف, أو طول الأمل. سوف, you know what that means, تسويف is procrastination. سوف أتوب. So, you know, سوف أتوب. When exactly, يا أختي? You know, when are you going to wear hijab? You know, after I lose weight, because my whole wardrobe is this size. I need to either this, because I have to... Okay, wallahi, ukhti, anyway, I'm not going to go there. May Allah help you. Now, brother, when are you coming back, ya Sheikh? When are you going to stop doing drugs? When are you going to leave those gangs, man? When are you going to stop looking and watching bad stuff? When are you going to stop lying? When are you going to stop cheating? When are you going to stop backbiting? When are you going to start praying? When are you going to wear the hijab? When? All of that stuff. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, أَلَمْ يَئِنْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعْ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Isn't it time? Allah is actually telling you. Isn't it time for you to come back to Allah? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting to come back to us in a box? So I can get an email. There's a janazah. Do you want your name to be next? Who is guaranteed to walk out the doors? None. So, remember, Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula is telling you, don't have this tool al-amal. This long false hopes, procrastination. يا من بدنياه انشغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل. You know what that means? يا من بدنياه انشغل. You are submersed in your life. Your whims and desires. هل من مزيد? More. I want more. More. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. You will always run after more. Till when? Allah says, till you get to the grave. That's it. You got no more. Where are you going to go, man? Are you bringing that with you? You already know what you're bringing with you is your righteous deeds. You're not taking anything else with you. So, Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah says, فَأَحْسَنَ الرَّفِيقِ. Be smart and kind and gentle for the one that will keep you company. Says, يَا مَنْ بِدُنْيَاهُ انْشَغَلْ. Whims and desires in this life. وَغَرَّهُ طُولِ الْأَمَلِ. And you had false hopes about, you know what? Dude, I don't have gray hair yet, man. I don't have lines yet, ukhti. Look, I don't make a noise when I sit down. I don't make a noise when I stand up. I don't have a receding hairline, no biryani belly. I'm still young, I'm strong. I'm lifting 300, squatting 700. My man, yaddan haddi ma'alayki addi, right? I'm God's gift to women. No, I'm not even there yet. I'm just 16. I'm still have a teen. I haven't reached the 40. You know what? The hadith says to 70 or 60 between the ages. And the hadith says, you know what? If he reaches to the 60, فَأَعِدُّ لَهُ الْمَوْتِ. Prepare death for it. I'm too far away, man. Wallahi, we have seen here janazas, not even born yet. A day, two, a week, two, a month, two, a year, two. Don't count on it. وَغَرَّهُ طُولَ أَمَلِ. الْمَوْتِ يَأْتِي بَغْتَةً وَالْقَبْرُ صُنْدُوقُ الْعَمَلِ. Death comes suddenly. You don't know that. Nobody's guaranteed anything. So you have to live this. It's your last breath, last blink, last pulse. Last time you put your head on that pillow. وَالْقَبْرُ صُنْدُوقُ الْعَمَلِ. Your grave is that treasure box of your actions and deeds. So what's in that box, Tinky Winky? Can I challenge you, brothers and sisters, with one question? If you were to go to your grave, may Allah give us all a long, healthy, righteous life. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. And make our last words to be La ilaha illallah, and the best of actions and deeds to be the last of actions and deeds, and the best days when we meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla bihi. Ameen. But just in case, you've gone to the grave, and you given the ability to come back to us, what will your story be? Can you tell us what were your grave like? Was it a piece of heaven or a piece of hell? Did it collapse your ribs or did it open up wide? Were you able to answer the questions in the grave? Was it furnished from heaven or hell? Was the gate open? Did you see a place in heaven? Did you feel the gate of hell? If you come back to us, سَلُوا أَهْلِ الْقُبُورِ. Ask the people of the grave, what is the first thing that they will wish to do? You know what? Tawbah. Come back to Allah. Give sadaqah. Start praying. Lower my gaze. You know what? Not wasting my time on social media. Coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ulah. Go ahead, ask him. They won't be able to answer you. But if they were able to, they will tell you, just give me one more day to be able to come back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ulah. So answer yourself, my brothers and sisters. And your answer is very clear. In order for me to repent, there are some conditions. And again, remember, I've mentioned this before. There's only one book that you will read only once, that you're the author of. It's your own. You will read it on Judgment Day. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your own book, sufficient you yourself to be able to a plea for you or against you, a witness against yourself or for yourself. Conditions quickly because the time is running. And they give you the good news in the end, inshallah. Conditions are four. The majority of the scholars will tell you four if it's between you and a human being. Three if it's between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you've been so far away, I already told you to never despair of Allah's mercy. And I'll give you the good news in the end. But here's what you do in order for you to come back to tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said the first thing is iqla'. Stop. Stop doing what you're doing. He says, المستغفر من الذنب والقائم عليه كالمستهزئ بربه. If you're asking for forgiveness, as you're doing the sin, as if you're making a mockery of Allah. You know, you look at certain things, oh, astaghfirullah, يعني. Oh, astaghfirullah, لا. Astaghfirullah, يعني, astaghfirullah. You're making fun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قلت يا شيخ. You're saying astaghfirullah as you're doing the sin. You know that when people go to steal things, it's just an idea. When you open the door to steal somebody's, Ya Rabbi waffa'ni fil sirani. So bismillah, yani. You make dua enter the house when you go into steal it? Bismillah. When you drink alcohol, you say bismillah, alhamdulillah. Or when you smoke it, alhamdulillah. You do that, Sheikh? So you understand that first thing is iqla', stop doing what you're doing. That's the first condition. Number two, remorse, regret. You cannot be boasting, hey my man, who the man? You the man? Oh, homie, homeboy, I know something. Dude, I have books. This book here under A only, yeah? I got A to Z, the dude. Man, I got all the time, oh my man. Yeah, don't boast about it. You will have to give somebody a lesson. Speak in the third person. I knew someone that did this. I am in jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance. Number three, your intention is never to go back to it again. And even if you do in the future, but your intention right now is never to go back to it again. And you cannot make an exception. You know what? Khalas ya Rabb. I don't talk to girls anymore. Except Sister Susu. Yani, I love her so much. I love this sister. Well, yani, I can say no to any girl, but this girl here, I can't. Yani, can you do that? You can't do that. No exceptions. You cannot do this in that future. Even if you're going to do it in the future, at this intention, okay, you know what? In Ramadan, I have to be really good. You know what? Even if you tell me something, I'm not going to answer you because I know that I'm not supposed to say anything in Ramadan. But after Ramadan, I'm going to, my man, you know what? Are you talking to me? No, you can't do that. The fourth one, this is between you and Allah. The fourth one, you to be a human being. Give back the rights. Why? Because they will take your good deeds on Judgment Day if you don't give them back the rights in this life. So give back the rights. So when you go home today and you look, you check your towels and one of them has Sheraton on it, give it back. Whatever it is, give back. The money you've taken, give back. The land you've taken, give back. That apartment of your sister that you stole, give back. Anything that you've taken unlawfully, give back. Wallahi, he will not take it with you. But they will grab it from you on that Judgment Day with Hasanat. And they will pour their sayyat upon you. Not worth it. Now Ibn Uthaymeen, rahmatullahi alayh, he says there are two conditions, one before, one after. The first condition, he says, has to have ikhlas, sincerity. That means you're not forced to repent, you have to repent sincerely from Allah. As we mentioned before, you're doing drugs all the time, you're drinking alcohol all the time. You go to the doctor and the doctor says, if you take one more whiff of a cigarette, or smoking ganja, or you're drinking alcohol, whatever it is, you're gonna die. So tukna ya Allah. We're not closing the tawbah, wa wallahi. But he says, do it sincerely for the sake of Allah before you have to do it. And when the sisters don't wear hijab, now they take chemotherapy, their hair is falling off, tubna ya Allah, now I'm going to wear hijab.
Well, you're going to have to wear hijab, ukhti, because you're going to come in the grave and we still have to cover you. Do you believe it? In the shroud, you have hijab. Do you believe that, Sheikh? You have to wear hijab before you go to die. You wear hijab before you die. Before you pray, before they pray upon you. A smart intellectual individual takes advantage of time. That's what he says. Sincerity first. Last one he says has to be in time. Meaning, before you garbu, you know, the last breath of your body, of soul, and the sun rises from the west. That's it. The good news. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. So we'll finish on the positive, and the homework is already given. Except those, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan, those kill and they fornicate and they lie, all of these sins, illa istithna, except those who repent. Wa aman, and believe. Wa amil amalan saliha, and do righteous deeds. What happens, ya Allah? Allah will not just forgive your sins, will take all your sins and transform it into good deeds. So all these sins, instead of being on the left-hand side scale, all of them will come back to be on your right-hand side scale. But what is these steps? Listen to the ayah again. Illa man taba. So scholar says the first condition is you have to repent. Why? Because your tawbah will increase your iman. That's why it comes second. Illa man taba wa amana. So if you repent, your iman will increase. Your faith will increase. What's the proof of your iman? Amila amala saliha. Do righteous deeds. And that's your homework, brothers and sisters. Your three steps. Repent. Increase your iman by doing your righteous deeds. Never despair of Allah's mercy, because it will do so, and give back the rights of people before it's not too late. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us repentance before we die. Accept it from us. Tawbah nasuha khalisa. Ameen. Akhlaa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen. Salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi. Ya Rabbi naka alhamdu kan bayi ilahi wajib adhim sultani. Allahumma salli islam hafal awalina wa al-akhirin mal-amadim. Allahumma ansur islam wa aizil al-muslimin. Wa adhi bifadlika kalimata al-haq wa al-din. Wa adhi la shirka al-mushrikin. A'da'aka a'da' al-din. Abtu al-kafirina fi kafirin. وأبقى الظالمين في الظالمين أخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين ولا تشمت بنا الأعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطر الإنسان فمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله منه براء وأعوذ بالله أن أذكركم به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة